It is Racing HQ. What a past couple of months have brought us, maybe 2 or 3 months. The dry weather right around New South Wales. We spoke with Nevesh Ramdani earlier. They've been watering heavily off 32 degrees yesterday. And we thought we'd go around the state and cover off some areas and just see how they've been coping. We're going to start with Lismore. They've got a big day this time next week with their cup meeting. And Scott Jones is online, the club secretary. Morning to you, Scott.
How you going, Andrew?
Very well, mate. Run us through. We've had parts of New South Wales extremely dry. How's Lismore been?
Yeah, we've been dry as well, mate. We haven't had rain for a long time, but it sure beats the flood we had in March, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's mixed with Lismore. It's either one way or the other, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, mate. We're five metres underwater, and now we're probably putting 5 mils of irrigation in each night.
Yeah, it's remarkable. So when did it kick in dry? You mentioned the flood back in March. How quickly did it dry out there?
Probably by the end of April. That's when it started to sort of really dry out. And then we've had, minimal rain since then. So it's really, really dry everywhere else other than the track at the moment.
Yeah. So what do you do? I mean, do you have water that you can access for the track?
Yeah, mate, luckily we've got a pretty good irrigation system and the river wraps right around the track here. So for us, when it's dry, the actual track's not too bad.
Yeah, you can get the water off the river and use it.
Yeah, mate, exactly.
Yeah. Your cup meeting is a week away. How does it look at this stage for the whole day?
Yeah, it looks good, actually. Well, we've sold out our corporate marquee sort of thing. Probably a week and a half ago, so if that's an indication, mate, we're expecting a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, that's good. And the forecast for the next week, have you had a look at a long-term one?
Yeah, mate, there's same as what it's been for the last sort of month. Just there's the odd chance of a thunderstorm here and there, but pretty well we're expecting it to be dry all the way through.
It is remarkable, Scott, isn't it? It's either one or the other. It's 5 metres under there back in March, and here we are, you're watering the track every night.
Exactly, mate. We're still washing down some mud from the flood and we're watering the track.
Yeah, unbelievable. Good on you, Scott. We'll talk to you before next Thursday.
So easy, Andrew. Thank you.
Scott Jones, the secretary at Lismore. Let's go out to Scone. Heath Courtney's there. Heath, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. How dry has it been out at Scone?
Mate, it has been really dry up until last night. We got 12 mil out of the blue, which is great. But we've only had 60 mil, mate, through the winter period, which is, it puts us about 160 mil behind for the year to date on where we'd normally be. So, very dry everywhere out here, mate.
So 160 millimetres behind where you'd like to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, going off last summer too, mate, if that's anything to go by, we might be in a little bit of strife if we don't get any reprieve in the coming months.
So what do you do, Heath?
Mate, we're not as fortunate as some. We are fortunate in the case that we get some grey water distributed to us through the council. So that's our lifesaver at the moment. So we pump grey water through our irrigation system. Our land table dams are extremely low and very slow in recovering whenever we use them. So fortunately we've got that grey water, but that opens up other things like extra cost to the club through electricity and then having to put gypsum onto the track to keep pH levels down, and it goes on and on, mate. So the cost of no rain is not just the water not turning up, it adds other costs to clubs as well.
Understand. And when you say you've only had 60 millimetres through winter, I mean, that's not much, is it? I mean, as you say, 160 behind where you'd normally be. You want rain, but you don't want it around race time, do you? You know, it's one of those.
No, exactly, mate. Yeah, the last that we sort of got any decent rain was around when we took that meat from Musselbrook through the rained out back in March, mate. So that's probably the last we saw anything of any significance other than, as I say, we got 12 mil last night with nothing forecast over the coming weeks to come either. So, as much as it was a saviour last night, there's nothing short-term coming.
Yeah, no, it is very frustrating. And let's hope at some stage, before we get into this real warmth, let's hope that it does turn around and we can get some rain. Thanks a lot, Heath.
No worries. Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Heath Courtney there gives us a picture of Scone. Let's go down to the Sapphire Coast. Rob Tweedy is the club secretary there. Morning to you, Rob.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. So tell us about the weather around the Sapphire Coast.
Oh, look, I think it's pretty much the same as everywhere else, Andrew. It just hasn't rained for months and months and months. You know, they're talking a prediction of 1 to 5 mils on Friday, but we seem to get that once a week and it just doesn't turn up. So, yeah, very extremely dry.
So when would have been the last, like, good rain?
Oh, decent rain would have been about the end of April. Early May, that we had a damp track then, and it's dried out since and just hasn't rained, you know, but, which is amazing. We're only 2 hours from the snowfields here over the mountains, and we've got about a 3 metre base of snow, so the moisture's hitting that ranges and just stopping.
Yeah. So what do you do? I'm asking that same question, but every club is probably a little bit different. How do you keep the track in an order that trainers can take their horses there and train and things like that?
Yeah, look, we're pretty lucky here. We've got a big dam over the back called Panuka Dam, and it's really like a mini lake. And even through the big drought going back about 10 years ago, we had plenty of water over there. We don't use our we've got an allocation of water, and we never get close to it. We use about 20% of it even in a drought. So we're pretty lucky with our water. But irrigation, I mean, you can have the best irrigation system out, and it's nothing like rain, you know.
Yeah.
So we're pumping the water in. The track's in good condition. It looks fantastic, but it's not like rain.
Yeah. No, it's the natural stuff that you know, you can have dry grass at home. You can get a bit of rain. You can see it just instantly spark up, and that's what happens with racetracks.
Yeah, 100%. You need that rain, but like you've stated before, you don't want too much and you don't want too little, so it's pretty tricky. But we're hoping for some, but it's just looking shocking. I think it has an overall effect through the valley. We've got a lot of farms here, and we're coming into our racing season now, and merge down a little bit when there's a drought, you know, so it sort of affects everybody.
No, I understand. As you say, you're coming into a bit of a run. When's your next meeting?
Next meeting's the Thursday before Melbourne Cup.
Yep.
So we've got a little while to go, and then we race Melbourne Cup Day in the start of December, Boxing Day, January 2nd. So we have a heavy schedule here over summer in the Marimbula, Bega Valley area, because the tourists are here.
Yeah, the tourists, yeah.
Yeah, we get the good
crowd. So. All right. Well, I wish you the best. There's pockets, like, we want a bit of rain, but we don't want it to fall when we probably want it, if you know what I mean. We've got a massive carnival that's underway in Sydney, but the tracks are probably, you know, would love a little bit, and probably the track managers would love the same, but we just don't want it to affect the actual days or the leading in. But I guess we're just going to cop it if we cop it when we do. But at the moment, it's pretty grim. Thanks for your time, Rob.
Thank you, Andrew.
Righto, mate. Rob Tweedy there at the Sapphire Coast. Let's go down to Wagga. Morning to you, CEO of the Murrumbidgee Turf Club, Scott Sandbrook. Morning to you, Scott.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. How are things down there in the Murrumbidgee? You've got the famous river. Does that help you where you are?
Yeah, well, what probably helps us the most is that we've got a bore in the centre of the track and a dam that we can pump the water into. So water throughout the year, it isn't a great problem for us because we can control ourselves with our irrigation system.
I think the one thing I've learnt this morning is that race clubs, wherever they are, you've got to look outside the normal square, and whether it's a bore or hopeful of a lake or something like that, you just need it to survive through what we're going through at the moment.
That's exactly right. You've got to plan for the future. Just make sure you've got all steps in place, because you don't know when it's going to go from one extreme to the other. This time last year, we were underwater. I think we had 5 race meetings washed out between June and October. This year, we've had very little rain whatsoever. In June, our track manager, Mark Hart, actually irrigated for the ryegrass, which he hadn't done in 12 years. So that just goes to show you how we've gone from one extreme to the other.
So in June, he was forced to water.
Yes, that's exactly right. We had 2 mils of rain for the entire amount of June. Last year we had 87.5 mils, which is more than what we got in June, July and August put together this year. So it's a big difference. Last year, first 15 days of September, we had 85 mils of rain on top of our wettest winter on record. So it's really dried right up this year.
Yeah, it is truly remarkable just how we've gone through it. Is there the farmers always look, the country folk have always got the looking at the long term. Is there anything that you've seen that the prospect of good rain before you get to the warm summer?
Oh, I don't think we'll get huge amounts of rain. We've been a bit lucky that we've had bits and pieces throughout July and August, just enough to keep the farmers happy. Had falls of 9 and 10 mils here and there, so that sort of kept them strung along. But geez, they need a bit of rainfall towards the end of September and start of October just to finish off the crops. So yeah, they're the ones looking to the sky a bit more than what we are here at the moment. But it is also important, as you said before, rainfall is a lot better than the irrigation. So, you know, we need it as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks for that run through. We've covered most of the state there. We'll do it a bit more over the next week, going to different areas. But the one thing that has clearly shone through is that the whole state is absolutely suffering from no rain or very little rain, going back to maybe March or April. So let's hope in some way areas cop it. I'll be greedy, cop it when we're not racing, but I think anyone would cop it as we go into the summer at this stage. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew. That's
good on you, mate. Thank you. Scott Sandbrook there, the CEO of the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. Big 2 days at Newcastle tomorrow, then Saturday, and Matt Benson is joining us, the club CEO. Morning to you, Matt.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. We've covered the state talking to a few club secretaries about how dry it's been, but for you, you've been irrigating, and then last night a bit of rain turned up.
Yeah, look, that's a really... We had our awards night last night, and I spoke about water as an issue. I think coming from being a Mexican, you know, water is a major issue down south, and going through 10 years of drought and having to use the bathwater on the Agapanthus, you know, I know what it's like when you don't have any. And so, you know, February this year with this new track, just to give you an idea of how dry our summer was, we used 5 times more mains water in the month of February this year than we have used in any month in the club's history.
Fair enough.
And then we got some rain in March, actually, ironically, around the opening of the new track. But I do a sort of Cliff Young shuffle along the beach every morning. And since Easter, I've had my rain jacket on 3 times in the morning. And one was this morning because we got, you know, 10 or 12 mils. So there is no rain. There's been plenty down south, but the country is really in two halves. So Perth, Adelaide and Melbourne have been wet, but everything north of the river, it's been desperate, Andrew. And I think water security for racing in New South Wales is something that maybe hasn't been on the radar up here enough, and is something we are going to have to look at, because I don't want to be the one to ring Racing New South Wales and say our dam's dry and sorry, water restrictions means you know, we don't get any mains water. It's an issue, and it's something that I think as an industry we have to take a really long, hard look at.
You mentioned a dam there, so I'm tipping your dam, or please tell me, is the dam filled by another access, like grey water, or where does it come from?
No, well, good tip, grey water, and that's something we're exploring now. I'm talking to Hunter Water about using treated water and potentially even doing something similar to what I did with the paddle along a waterboard down in South Australia in the mid-90s, and you'll see the wetlands in the middle of Morfordville. That's actually a wetland which filters stormwater off the road and takes out heavy metals and oils. What we're exploring is bringing treated water back over from Burwood and seeing maybe if we can do something similar here, because... well, I have a view putting mains water on parks and gardens and race courses is like feeding, you know, strawberries to pigs anyway. The dam here, to answer your question, is a connected dam. So when the aquifer or water table comes up or down, our dam goes up or down. So you can have it 1 week and literally not the next. Mm. So, you know, it's a tenuous scenario, certainly when you've got a wonderful draining track like we have, but as I've said all along, the flip side of that is when it's hot and dusty, it needs water.
Yeah, understand. Fortunately, off a little bit of watering you've done during the week, that 12 millimetres last night would have put the track probably, they would have loved it. I'm not surprising you may have jumped out and danced in it last night.
Oh, look, well, exactly, Andrew. And we had a pretty yucky day up here yesterday.
Yeah.
Fires. Mm. 32. It wasn't really hot, but it was a shocking windy day and just a foul day. So that probably would have caused, you know, even 6 or 7 millimetres of evaporation from the track. So we thought we'd just put that back in, and they were predicting one mil of rain last night. So we put in 10 mils of irrigation yesterday evening to make up for yesterday, and then we got the 10 or 12 rainfall this morning. So we're probably on a soft 5 this morning, but look, it's blowy here again today. It's going to be calm tomorrow. We'd be expecting a good 4 tomorrow, mate, and I hope you got that photo I sent
yes,
you.
Yes, I did, yep.
You know, the track's in good nick, so looking forward to a really good day.
Now, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, full preview at this time tomorrow at 10 o'clock with Gary Harley, and a massive coverage on TV and radio tomorrow. But as it stands, Newcastle soft 5 with the chance of getting to a 4 tomorrow, and Pakadali, I'm waiting for confirmation. It was on the float last night, so it's certainly expected to run in the Cup tomorrow, and you've got the Tibby, which I can't wait for, and those other races. It's a very strong meeting. Matt, we'll talk tomorrow morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks again, as always, Andrew.
Good on you. Matt Benson there joining us, the club CEO at Newcastle. They race tomorrow, which is the big cup meeting, the Cameron, the Tibby, the Spring Stakes, and then on Saturday, it's Ladies' Day there with a TAB program at Newcastle.